You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on August 3rd, 2025, just 4 days after SFU was ranked first in innovation among Canadian universities in WURI Global Ranking for the fifth year in a row. Welcome to episode 30 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the Northwest League, report on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up today is Scott Cook's Tangle of Souls with Rolling to You.
And shine up your boots. I'm rolling, rolling, I'm rolling. When I get back to town, won't you drag me around? See what kind of trouble we can get into. This radio's got every kind of lonesome. This roadmap's got everywhere but gone. If I call off all this rolling on my
Rolling to You from Scott Cook's Tangle of Souls. Next up is Rebecca Coop Frank's Landscape Suite for Trumpet. Here is Finale.
Thank you.
I would like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. On July 28th, the SFU Athletics Facebook and Instagram pages released the Red Leafs Volleyball's upcoming schedule, as they will start their exhibition play on the road against St. Cloud State on September 4th, the first of six games, followed by the season opener against the Central Washington Wildcats on September 18th in Ellensburg, with the home opener against the Seattle Pacific Falcons 1 week later on September 25th, as the Red Leafs volleyball will be playing 18 JUNAC games. Also on July 28th, the SFU Women's Basketball Facebook and Instagram pages announced that Emma Kramer is going professional as she signed with the Bender Baskets based in Grünberg, Germany. On July 29th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference announced a new partnership with Hoodle for creating the new GNAC network effective this fall, where GNAC live streams will be pay-per-view after 48 hours. For regular season games, a single pass will be $12, a monthly pass $25, and a season pass $120. For baseball and softball, a pass will be $12 with a 5-day pass $20. Conference championships will have a different price range, $14 for baseball, soccer, softball, and $15 for basketball. Full tournament passes will be $20 for soccer, $30 for softball, and $34 for basketball. On July 30th, the SFU Athletics Facebook and Instagram pages released the Red Leafs Women's Soccer's upcoming schedule, as they will start their exhibition play against UBC Okanagan on August 22nd, the first of seven games, followed by the season opener against the Central Washington Wildcats on September 18th in Ellensburg. In Ellensburg, the first of their four-game season opening road trip with the home opener against the St. Martin Saints on October 9th. As the Red Leafs women will play 14 JUNAC games as they attempt for a three-peat as the JUNAC champs, with the JUNAC Soccer Championship Tournament being at Terry Fox Field this fall. On July 31st, the SFU Athletics Facebook and Instagram pages released the Red Leafs men's soccer's upcoming schedule, as they will start their exhibition play by hosting the Whatcom Community College. As they will start their exhibition play by hosting Whatcom Community College on August 23rd, the first of 11 games, followed by their season and home opener against the the Western Oregon Wolves, as the Red Leafs men will play 11 GNAC games, followed by the GNAC Soccer Championships at Terry Fox Field this fall for both men and women's GNAC soccer teams.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
I would like to feature the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for July 29th. The Everett Aqua Sox stunned the host Eugene Emeralds 7-4, highlighted by a five-run barrage in the top of eighth at PK Park, where Carter Dohigi's two-run single off Ben Peterson was the eventual winning hit, as the Aqua Sox overcame the Emeralds' lead in home runs 2-1. The visitors' Hillsboro Hops upended the Spokane Indians 5-2, highlighted by a two-run rally in the top of eighth, where Drew Jones hit a one-run triple off Bryson Hammer. Where Drew Jones' one-run triple off Bryson Hammer was the eventual winning hit, followed by Kenny Castillo's solo home run off Luke Taggart in the top of ninth, as the lone home run at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. In the third game, the host Tri-City Dust Devils, who were also playing as their alternate identity Columbia River Rooster Tails, quad damaged the Vancouver Canadiens 4-1, where every run was a solo home run, started by Canadian Cutter Coffee off Jorge Macheco in the top of third, but the Dust Devils had three solo shots in the bottom of six, as Anthony School, Ryan Nicholson, and Matt Kootenay rounded the bases off Irv Carter. David Calabrese launched another solo shot in the bottom of seventh, the fourth home run for Tri-City off Jonathan Todd at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. On July 30th, Eugene bested Everett 6-4 as the Emeralds scored three runs in the bottom of fifth, with Jacob Christian launching a three-run jack off Ryan Hawks, which the Aqua Sox responded with two solo shots in the top of seventh. Luis Suibel followed by Anthony D'Onofrio, both up Austin Strickland, but Eugene's Drew Kavanoff's two-run launch of Jose Gerardo in the bottom of seventh, and that offset Colt Emerson's third solo shot for Everett in the top of eighth off Hunter Strickland. Meanwhile, Spokane edged Hillsboro 3-2 as the Indians scored two runs in the bottom of seventh against the Hoffs, and Vancouver exercised Tri-City 10-5 as the Canadians launched four home runs to the Dust Devils 0, started by Arjun Nimala's two-run jack off Chris Cortez in the top of first, on top of a four-run rally in the top of sixth, and Carter Cunningham capped off the home run parade in the top of seventh. A solo variety of Carlos Espinosa. On July 31st, Everett shellacked Eugene 6-1 as the Aqua Sox launched three home runs to the Emerald Zero, with Carter Jones' two-run jack off Josh Bostic in the top of fifth, the second home run being the eventual game-winning hit. Hillsboro jumped Spokane 8-0, highlighted by the Hawks' four-run rally in the top of fifth, where two home runs were hit, first by Angel Ortiz's two-run jack and capped off by Christopher Torrent, both off Indians' Josh Gross, as Hillsboro hit three home runs to Spokane's zero. Meanwhile, Vancouver quad damaged Tri-City 4-1 in the third game. On August 1st, Eugene bested Everett in a 9-8 barn burner as the two went back and forth, where the Emeralds scored four runs in the bottom of second, capped off by Luke Schilleger's three-run jack off Taylor Dollar, which the Aqua Sox offset with a four-run rally in the top of third, capped off by Luis Suibel's two-run launch off Charlie McDaniel. Eugene went ahead 5-4 in the bottom of third, courtesy of Jacob Christian's solo shot off Jacob Tollard, but Everett scored another four runs in the top of fourth to go up 8-5, to which the Emeralds scored one in the bottom of sixth and played three more runs in the bottom of eighth on the Aqua Sox for the win. Meanwhile, Hillsboro doubled up Spokane 4-2 as the Hawks overcame the Indians two runs in the bottom of second, with a run in each of inning 3, 4, 8, and Tri-City shaded Vancouver 4-3 as the Dust Devils scored three runs in the bottom of first, followed by another run in the bottom of second, which the Canadians couldn't overcome, with a run in each of inning 3, 4. On August 2nd, Eugene doubled up Everett 4-2, highlighted by Charlie Ciccone's three-run jack off Urangelo Siente, a switch pitcher, in the bottom of fifth. Spokane grounded Hillsboro 7-1, highlighted by the Indians' seven-run barrage in the bottom of second, where Caleb Hobson launched a three-run round tripper off John West, and Vancouver quad-damaged Tri-City, who were playing as their alternate identity, Columbia River Rooster Tails, 4-1, highlighted by a three-run rally in the top of fifth. Three games are on tap today. Everett continues in Eugene. Hillsboro renews in Spokane Valley, both at 1:05, and Vancouver resumes in Tri-City at 7:05.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is currently in the second half. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are first at 26-9. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, are second at 18-17, much like the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, and the Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays. So there is a three-way tie for second. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, the first half winner, are 5th at 14-21. And the Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are last at 11-24.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming.
To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Rosterius Provis Blossoming. Just a minute. This computer 2 is taking a while to... Now it's up. The tune is... Rewrite Time?
Life.
Welcome to the second half of episode 30 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, report on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Pete Mancini's American Equator with Leaving for Raleigh.
Strung out again with you. Stop the voices in my mind, but my heart still misconstrued. This isn't my home. I might have known someday we'd run out of time. I'm counting the reasons that I